You're listening to Juno Afternoon. Thank you for being here with us today. I'm Rhonda McBride. Compassion in action. What a great campaign mantra. I'll have to say it again. Compassion in action. And Aaron Walker Tolles and Aaron Youngstrom are here to explain how Catholic Community Service is going to bring these words to life. Aaron Walker Tolles is the executive director for Catholic Community Service, and Aaron Youngstrom is the fund development and outreach coordinator. And perhaps we should begin with you, Aaron Walker Tolles. I'm going to have to say your last name so you know which Aaron I'm talking with, but maybe for starters, you could give us an overview for all the organizations that you are behind.
Well, Catholic Community Service is a faith-based regional nonprofit, and we've been serving Southeast Alaska since 1973. And so we've had a lot of time to grow and develop our partnerships. We have three primary divisions. One is Hospice and Home Care of Juneau. Another is Southeast Senior Services. That's our largest division, and we serve all of Southeast Alaska with 11 senior centers, meals, rides, Meals on Wheels, case management. And here in Juneau, that's the Juneau Senior Center, the Bridge Adult Day Center, Meals on Wheels, and a number of other local programs as well. And then we also have the Safe Child Advocacy Center, serving children and families from across Southeast. Law enforcement and child welfare refers kids and families to us for forensic evaluation, sexual assault exams, and then referral and help to access services and advocacy all the way through the legal process when perpetrators go to court and we go with them.
That is an exhaustive list of services that you provide. So, Aaron Youngstrom, since you're in charge of the marketing, tell us about the philosophy behind this compassion and action theme.
So Compassion in Action, it's a campaign to support all of the three divisions that are a part of Catholic Community Service. And where the name originates from is that when someone donates to Catholic Community Service, their dollars are their compassion being put in action by Catholic Community Service, so that we're able to serve families, seniors, and children who reside here in Southeast Alaska. Hopefully we have a lot of community members who donate, and then we can take those dollars and make action by serving the people who are our clients and receive our services.
I suppose that you're hoping for big donations, but why are you just simply asking for $5?
So this is to encourage people who are unfamiliar with Catholic Community Service, people who are unfamiliar with our full suite of divisions. Really commonly, someone may know that Catholic Community Service does Meals on Wheels, but they don't know that we do hospice and home care, or vice versa. So this campaign is to attract people who don't know our full range, attract new donors, and then people who do know what Catholic Community Service does to expand on that knowledge. So it's not so much about a couple big donors, but it's more about a large community of small donors, because Catholic Community Service is a huge organization, but we're made up of just a lot of people as well. So, yeah, that's the philosophy behind it.
I want to go to Aaron Walker Tolles and talk a little bit about numbers. People probably think, oh, okay, they'll write a grant and they'll take care of that. That's taken care of. But what is it when you can say X number of people in the Juneau area or Southeast Alaska donated X, and these many people contributed above X? What does that do when you go out asking for money?
Well, so much of it is about community engagement. You know, we can't do this work alone. We do have grants. We do have contracts. We have contracts with the city because we operate the Capital Access Paratransit vans for the CBJ. We have many state grants and many, many tribal partners and tribal grants as well across Southeast Alaska. But it's all about the partnership. Every single player plays a part. And honestly, like with most social services, even with those grants and contracts and all those great gifts, we're still underfunded for the basic core services. And knowing that when people make their donation, it can go to make an impact locally and help that elder who is needing that meal delivered, helping that child who really needs help to get counseling and to be identified as a survivor and to heal. That makes every difference in the world to us.
So once again, Erin Youngstrom, recap for us how we can help if we want to for the rest of this month.
So we are asking the community of Southeast Alaska, not just Juneau, because we serve all of Southeast, to come and follow us on Facebook or Instagram. Our Instagram is at CATH, C-A-T-H, COM, C-O-M, service. And you can click the link in our bio. It will bring you directly to the fundraising page. And when you donate $5 or more, you get automatically entered to win 2 Alaska Airline tickets anywhere they fly. And so once again, this is just to encourage many people to donate to Catholic Community Service, because we believe that this is a community made up of giving people, and you don't have to be a big donor. A dollar goes a long way. A dollar goes a long way to supporting seniors, children, but $5 automatically enters you. So if you have any questions, I do have to say that no donation is required to enter. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. There's more information on the fundraising page, which you can find on our Instagram or Facebook, or even on our website at ccsak.org.
All right. Well, we will take a deeper dive into some of the services that Catholic Community Service provides next week. We'll have you guys back, and maybe you can tell us a little bit more about this campaign. So joining us today, Erin Walker-Tolis, she's executive director, and Erin Youngstrom, she's the fundraiser and outreach coordinator. Thanks, both of you, for joining us.